Oh, wow, this is really tall. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sam Lampe. I know most of you know me already. I am the son of Chris and Deborah Lampe. If you don't know them, get to know them. They're awesome people. Just a forewarning, if I go into a coughing fit or lose my voice this morning, I'm getting over a cold, so just bear with me. But let me just introduce myself a little bit, catch you up with where I am in my life right now. I grew up in this church since I was actually 3. So it's a really big honor to be able to come up here and present the word from the pulpit where I received the word for so many years as a child. Last time I spoke, I think, was back in end of August, and I was just about to start my last quarter at Eastern Washington University, finishing up my teaching program to get my degree. So I'm now officially done. So hooray for that. I finished my student teaching program. So I'm just waiting on my certificate in the mail now. So where are we going from here? Currently, I will just be moving in January. I'll be starting to do substitute teaching. My wife will continue to work at the preschool that she works at, and we are currently finishing up our applications to intern with a ministry called Lifelines down in Bend, Oregon. So we're finishing up our applications. We're hoping to possibly go to a training session the end of January. And for those of you who don't know what Lifelines is, I know I've explained it before, but it's an outdoor ministry program for college students. So it's a branch of CRU, or Campus Crusade for Christ. And so we take students out on trips such as rafting trips, rock climbing, backpacking, get these students out who would probably never come to a Bible study. And once we have them, we kind of have a captive audience and can then incorporate the gospel, build relationships with these students, get them plugged in with discipleship groups on their own campuses, so that if they are believers, they can grow in their faith. If they're not believers, they can be exposed to the gospel and hopefully come to salvation through that. So if you would just be praying for us and kind of joining with us in that, we're hoping to move end of July, early August. It's going to be a year-long internship. It could go for another year, and if we really feel the Lord leading us, we could join full-time staff, and this could be a lifelong ministry for us. So we have no idea where the Lord's leading us right now, but we're excited just to step out in faith, see where He takes us, and just trust Him as we go. So if you could just join with us in that interesting and crazy journey that we're going on right now, that would be a huge blessing for us. So, enough about me. We're going to get into the Word now. So this morning, just my heart behind the message is that in this season of Jesus coming and the salvation that He offers, I truly believe that Jesus came not to heap more burdens upon us and more spiritual burdens upon us, but to give us freedom in the salvation that He offers and to find rest and peace in Him. So if you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. This morning our main passage is going to be Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. So Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for this honor to be up here and to just proclaim your word this morning. And I pray that you would fill me with your spirit. Let it be your words that come from me. And God, I pray that as we hear from your word this morning, that it would not only affect me, but it would also soak in and affect everyone who hears it. And God, I pray that we would just walk away from this loving you more, resting in you more, God, just trusting you even deeper with our lives. God, I pray all this in your holy name. Amen. So, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, I'll read it one more time. It says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So it starts right off the bat, "Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden." Jesus says, "Come to me all." This is not limited to specific groups or specific people. "Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden." The call goes out to every person on earth. And if we look at this historically, these would have been people who would be weary and heavy laden from trying to follow the Old Testament law. These, all the laws that the Lord put in place in the Old Testament, and then all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other laws that the Pharisees decided it would be good to heap upon themselves and heap upon the people. So I can't imagine being a person back then having to follow these hundreds of laws, trying to please the Lord, working and working and working and failing and sacrificing and trying and failing and sacrificing over and over and over. I can't imagine how exhausting that would be. So these people would have been extremely exhausted. We think about today, we see people who are weary and heavy laden, maybe from living in sin, just being burdened down by the sin in our lives. We see people trying to just be good enough, thinking, you know, maybe I can do enough good things that it'll outweigh the bad things that I've done. And they try and they try and they try and they try and find no salvation in that. Other people are just seeking satisfaction apart from Christ, trying to live the dream, live the good life. We try to build our own empires, and we work and we work and we work for things that will bring no satisfaction, no salvation in our lives. Others of us who are believers, and maybe have been believers for a really long time, we're saved and we find our salvation in Christ alone, but we so easily heap upon us these spiritual burdens. These ideas that I have to clean myself up completely, I have to be perfect to the Lord before he's pleased with me or before he can use me. And we weigh ourselves down with these ideas. Others of us think, you know, we just have to be involved in every single possible good work there is out there, and we get involved with this ministry and this outreach and this outreach and this helping opportunity. And we put all these good things upon ourselves, and all of a sudden we're so stressed out from all the good things that we do that we don't find time to be in the Word and to rest in the Lord and the salvation that he gives. Others of us maybe even just are struggling with anxiety. We heap that burden of, oh, we have to put it in my hands. I have to deal with this. I can't trust the Lord with this. I have to take it in my own hands. And we heap that burden of anxiety upon ourselves. When I truly believe that Jesus came not for us to heap burdens upon ourselves, but to find rest in the work that he did. So I truly believe all of us, whether we're believers or unbelievers, we can find ourselves at times weary and heavy laden in our lives. And I would just encourage us this morning to come to Jesus, to lay aside those burdens and to find rest in him. And that's what he says right after this. It says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden. That's all of us. And I will give you rest. So Jesus desires to give us salvation. The idea that we end our pointless striving on our own to please him and find salvation. And we come to him, we repent of our sins, we put our faith in the work that he did, and we're able to rest in the salvation that he offers. And I know I so easily think of the rest as just eternal life. That's the good part. You know, I think, oh, once I die, I get to live in heaven with Jesus forever. That's the eternal life. That's the rest that he offers. And I think that's a great part of it, but I think there's more to it. In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I truly believe that the life that Jesus offers is not just eternal life after we die, but it's a fulfilling life here on earth where we can love him, learn from him, and rest in him even while we're here. So I would just encourage us that we don't need to heap these burdens upon ourselves, which we're going to look at a little bit more later, but we should just be coming to Jesus, resting in the work that he did, and finding our peace and our rest in him. So after that, it goes on to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So we are to put upon the yoke of Jesus, to let him lead us, to let him teach us, and ultimately to find our rest in him as we do that. So as cattle, when you put the yoke on the cattle is no longer leading itself. It's no longer in control of itself, but it does the work of its master. So when we come to the Lord, we put on the yoke of Jesus. We are no longer our master. Jesus is now our master, and we are responsible to do the work of Jesus. But is Jesus a cruel and hard master? Absolutely not. It says he is humble, he is gentle, and humble in heart. So, I would ask us, are we taking time to stop, to put on the yoke of Jesus, and let our humble and gentle Savior lead us? Or are we so easily chasing after all the different things that we heap upon ourselves and not taking time to rest under the yoke of Jesus? As I mentioned before, I can so easily get caught up in all sorts of good things that I want to be involved with. And out at Eastern, my wife and I are volunteering with Crew out there. So we are helping lead a core group. We also have a core group that we like to attend. We attend a weekly meeting. I occasionally serve on the worship team. Maddie leads a discipleship group. She's also part of a discipleship group. I'm hoping to get a discipleship group going. There's so many different things we can be involved in to serve the Lord in. And sometimes I know I can find myself, I get so involved in all these different things, and I'm like, man, I'm just exhausted. And I'm so stressed out. I've got so much going on. I have to do all this for the Lord. And pretty soon I find spending time in the Word is a burden. I'm like, man, it's just another thing I got to do, some 10, 15 minutes. Well, I don't know if I have 10 or 15 minutes to sit down and spend time in the Word. And it's like, wow, that is not what we should, that's not what we should be doing. That's not the point of getting involved in good things. Don't get me wrong, being involved in ministry and being involved in good works and service to the Lord is great, and we are called to do that. But what we're not called to do is get so involved and put it so as the main thing in our life that it takes the place of our time to rest and worship the Lord. As soon as we start putting our good works and our service before the Lord, it's no longer good work and service to the Lord. It's service for ourselves. We're doing this for ourselves, not for the Lord, as soon as we make that an idol in our life. And I know I can so easily do that because I love being involved in these things. But make sure as you get involved with good works and ministry and the things that you do in your daily life, is it becoming so much that you no longer have time to rest in the Lord and to spend time in His Word and to spend time meditating on His Word and communicating with Him in prayer? And if it is, maybe it's time to take a step back from a few of those things you're involved in and make sure to put in that time in your life where you can spend time resting in the Lord. So it goes on, the last bit says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So you guys, serving the Lord is not meant to be burdensome. He didn't come to heap burdens upon us, but to give us freedom. Now, serving the Lord isn't always easy. It's not always nice and happy. It's not always rainbows and sunny days. There's hard times in serving Jesus. There's persecution in serving Jesus. But is it worth it? I would say absolutely. If you talk to any missionary who's been in the mission field for most of their life, you'll say, hey, you know, missionary, you've given your whole life for this. You've dedicated everything to serving the Lord. Was it worth it? And I know every single one I've ever talked to says, absolutely. I know Mr. Plunkett, whenever he speaks, he almost says it every single time that his whole life has been spent serving the Lord, and he would never change that for a thing. So his yoke is easy. It's not a burdensome, hard, cruel life of serving the Lord, but it's an honor to be able to use our life out of love to give to the Lord and to serve Him. Now, that doesn't have to be as a missionary full-time. That can be as a parent. That can be in any job field you're in. But we should be serving the Lord under His yoke. He is our master. We should be doing the work of the Lord wherever we are and no matter what we're doing. So he says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. What is the burden of the Lord that we're supposed to pull when we're under his yoke? If you would turn with me just a couple chapters forward, Matthew chapter 22. We're going to look at verses 34 through 40. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. And it says, "But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' And he said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.'" So what's the burden of the Lord? It's summed up in two things. Jesus says, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else falls into that. Ministry falls into that. Helping the poor falls into that. Leading your family falls into that. Every single thing we can think of that God would call us to falls into these two commandments, to love God and to love your neighbor. And when we think about that, is that a heavy burden to pull? No. Is it easy all the time? Also, no. It's not always easy, but is this a huge burden, like if we thought of we had to earn our salvation, that kind of burden? Absolutely not. Jesus calls us to just love God and to love people, and it all gets summed into that. So his yoke is easy, his burden is light. He is a loving and kind master, and we are to do his work. So how do we apply this in our life? I would say step one absolutely is to come to the Lord for salvation. There's no way to find rest if you don't come to the one who gives rest. So first, we have to come to Jesus. We have to confess our sin, put our trust in him and the work that he did for our salvation. And we can trust him in that. I would say after this, what burdens are you heaping upon yourself that God has not intended you to put upon yourself? Burdens of feeling like you have to perfect yourself, or feeling like you have to measure up to some standard, or thinking that you have to hold everything in your hands and you can't let God control it. What burdens are you putting upon yourself that Jesus has not desired, that he wants to give you rest from those burdens? And I would encourage you to lay those down before him. And I would just encourage you also that Jesus loves you despite your battle with sin, whether that's deep, dark sin that you're ashamed of, or whether that's, you know, what we might call lighter sin. The idea of putting these good things before the Lord, making these good things idols in our life. Well, it's still sin. All sin's equal. There's no sin that's greater. So I'd encourage you, whether you're struggling with whatever kind of sin it is in your life, we all have it, just trusting in the work that he did and the redeemed person that you are. I know for years, I battled with just believing in what Christ did for me. I get this from my dad.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
For years I felt like, since I couldn't make myself perfect, that there was still sin in my life, that I was somehow worthless or a disappointment to God, that he couldn't use me, or that I was some kind of failed project. And so, that was a burden I put upon myself. It was this idea that I was worthless because I still had sin. And it took me a long time to lay down that burden and to trust Christ in that aspect. And I would encourage you, as you examine yourself and find burdens in your life, to lay them down before the Lord as well. Bobby Ulrich, who's the leader of Crew out at Eastern, he disciples me. And he told me one day, he said, Sam, the Christian walk is not about behaving better, but about believing better. And that really rocked my world, because I had been trying so hard to behave, to fix myself, thinking that would make God love me more, or that would make me more useful. And he totally just flipped that around and said, Sam, it's not about that. It's about your faith. It's about believing. And so I would say, don't mix those up. I would say, put faith in the Lord first. Amen. Trust in the work that he did. Trust in who you are as a redeemed believer, and let him change your heart as a result. Don't try to change yourself. Now, I don't want you at all to think that I'm saying take sin lightly in your life. If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 6. Ooh, I made it through that. I do just want you to know my heart and how much this has affected me as well. So even though we are to rest in the work that Christ did, that rest is not to be an avenue to sin. Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 1, it says, For what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. So don't get me wrong, don't take sin lightly as you rest in the freedom of Christ. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May it never be. Our rest and freedom in the Lord is not to be an avenue to sin, just as it's not to be an avenue to heap extra burdens upon ourselves, thinking that's going to make us better with God. So, I would just say, as you continue to fight the sin in your life, fight it through trust in the work that Jesus has done. Don't fight it through your own strength. Fight it through his Spirit alone. And I would also say that any of these good works that we like to heap upon ourselves, thinking that they make us better, if we're doing them for ourselves and not for Christ, they are nothing. So don't use freedom as an avenue to sin, and also don't try to do your good works apart from Christ. Let him indwell you, let him just teach you, and let you rest in him and serve him with your life. So in conclusion, are we laying down our burdens and resting in Christ, or are we holding on to these, weighing ourselves down, thinking that they're going to somehow make us better with God, make God love us more? And I would just encourage you to lay it all aside, to find your rest in him, just to learn from him, to walk with him, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Again, I would say, as you find freedom in Christ, do not let that freedom be an avenue to sin, but put belief first and let God work to change your heart. So my hope and prayer is that we would all just be able to go back to the simplicity of loving and resting in Jesus and the perfect work that he did, laying aside our burdens, finding our peace and our rest in him as we do that, and that we would grow and learn from him and be able to truly rest in the work that he's done. So, as we close, Tim's going to come up and just play a little bit of music, and I just want to have a time of prayer and reflection. So, I would just encourage you all for the first bit, just take some time to pray. Look for burdens in your life that you put upon yourself that you don't need to. Take some time to lay those aside. Find rest in Christ and the work that he's done. And then Tim will just announce that we're going to sing a little bit. We'll sing a song, and then Tim will close in prayer. But I just really encourage you, reflect and rest